Let me speak to two guys. I always get the impression that they probably sat beside each other in primary school. Maybe they didn't. Dick and Dom, boys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you meet in school or not?
We didn't.
Although you wouldn't be wrong for thinking that we had, because the friendship we've got is like we were two naughty schoolboy mates.
Yeah, that's the impression that you give. Just by the way, how did you team up?
It was at the BBC, at TV Centre, which is now, I think, is probably a shopping centre or something like that. But but we were at the TV Centre, and we already knew that Rich was doing the bits in between the programme. It was formerly the broom cupboard. And I landed a show on BBC One, and we met in the canteen, in the BBC canteen.
And ever since, it's been Dick and Dom, it's been a success. You've been kids' TV favourites and school trips. What's the best one that you guys have pulled out from your memory?
I'm from Sheffield, so famous for steel.
Which one is which now? You're...
Oh, yes, good call. This is Dick from Sheffield.
Okay, Dick from Sheffield, tell me about your trip.
Okay, yeah, Sheffield famous for steel, so we used to go and watch steel being made, how it was made into cutlery, so that was exciting.
Mm-hmm. And Dom, where are you from, Dom?
I'm from Devon, so down the other end.
Right, you went to see the creamery.
Yeah. So we kind of looked at cliffs and fields and stuff, cheap pigs, you know, Devon stuff. What about you?
Well, you know, see, this is it. I had an adventure. I got as far as Rome, but I also went to Ayr in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell the people in more detail after you guys move on about what happened on the way home. We were stopped by the UDA, and they were going to take the bus off us. But that's not a story for
sounds
now.
Like it. Yeah,
that's not
amazing.
A story for now. Where are the most popular trips in this day and age? Most kids expect to go to the other side of the world.
I don't know, yeah, I think it is ramping up. It's a bit like, I don't know whether you've got kids yourself, but, you know, in terms of the competition of how to better a kid's birthday party, they're getting better and more exciting and extravagant and more expensive. And I think the same is having school trips as well now. Everyone's saying, what school trips have you done? And I know I chose to help out on one of my kids' school trips recently, and they ended up going to Legoland for, like, the whole day. They did a bit of an educational workshop for an hour, but the rest of it, they just went on all the rides.
Yeah, but you see, that's what a trip should be. It should be time out. I know our head teacher used to... We did get to Rome on one trip, but it was very much to do with history and architecture and religion.
Yep.
I enjoyed it, in fairness, but... And I saw Rome, and I never would have seen it, you know, because apart from having that special subsidy that you got through the schools, we couldn't have afforded. So I look back on it as a fond memory. And I also look back on that trip to Ayr, even though we got our bus hijacked on the way home, as a pleasant memory too. But I think kids should get out and about, shouldn't they?
Well, it's true, but it's weird because this Jet2 Holidays research actually contradicts everything we've all been saying, because 2/3 of kids these days think school trips are the best thing about school, and the main reason for that is because they want to learn more. It brings subjects to life outside of the classroom. So actually they want to go on school trips, not to get away from school, but to actually learn more.
Yeah, and this is, you know, the children of today, funny enough, are into developing their education,
exactly,
whereas we were bluffers, or at least I was a bluffer. I'm older than you boys.
Well, I think when we were younger, like you said before, we just wanted a day off school to have a laugh with our mates, you know, ditch the uniform and go and chill out.
And what about the future for you guys? What's Dick and Dom when they're not promoting school trips and doing kids' TV? Do they do a lot of things together? Are they, you know, if it's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, would you go into the jungle as a twosome?
Do you know what? I'm a Celeb is something that we have always kind of shied away from. I think if there was one of us that was going to do it, it would be Rich. He would do it, Dick. But Dom would do Strictly Come Dancing. I'd love to do that. But other than that, I don't think there's many reality shows we would touch, really. You don't want to get to know the real us.
Yeah, do you ever sort of regret not calling yourselves, you know, Richard and Dominic?
Well, I think it certainly being called Dick and Dom has got a stigma attached to it for being a very kid-centred double act. I think, you know, it's kind of a fun and silly name, and that's possibly made it harder to do things outside kids' TV, but having said that, we've been very happy.
All in hindsight.
Yeah, well, you've been superly successful, if there's such a word as superly.
Love that.
We'll take.
Hang on, 2 seconds. I'm just going to write down superly.
If there isn't, there should be.
Superly, done.
If it's not an adverb, it should be an adverb. But you know, you think about the other two, Ant and Deck, and you don't like to be compared to them because you do a different thing. But you could step into their shoes anytime.
Well, I, you know, obviously massive shoes to fill. They are the nation's absolute number one favourite presenting double act. I think what we would like to do, if we were ever given the opportunity to work outside kids' TV and work for a family show, I think we would. We wouldn't go down the straight presenting, you know, warm presenting act that they've done. I think we'd do more Harry Hill, Vic and Bob, kind of slightly anarchic. Basically, our big heroes are people like Vic and Bob. They're people like Spike Milligan. They're people like Cook and Moore. Derek and Clive, people like that. So I think if we were allowed to do that, we'd go down a more anarchic comedy route.
Yeah, well, fair play for the success, because you've conjured up something and it works a treat, lads. Thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Dick and Dom there talking about the school trips. Now, I'd like to hear about yours. I did go across to Ayr. Mr. McCardle was our primary school teacher, and he said there'd be a trip on the boat and you'd go the whole way to Scotland. And when you get to Scotland, you'd go to, I think it was Butlins, and there was a fun fair, and then you do a bit of shopping, and you come home on the bus that evening. And we were coming home on the bus, and it was really late at night, and we got back into Belfast. This is in the 1970s. And I remember somewhere between the docks and the city centre, we were stopped by the UDA. And the UDA were stopping buses just all over the place that night for some reason. And they had the full regalia on, with the camouflage gear. Well, they had the camouflage tops, but a lot of them were wearing jeans. And most of them had a mask over their face. And up the street, a couple of buses were on fire. And this guy got on and he says, we're taking the bus. And then another guy got on who didn't have a mask, who seemed more senior. He looked down and he saw everyone on the bus apart from Mr. McCardle and one helper and the driver. Everybody else was a child aged about, you know, 9. And he says, no, we can't take this bus. They're children. I remember this sort of conversation going on. And the big fellow with the mask, he says, we're taking all the buses. So the argument got up and they said to Mr. McCardle, and remember, we were from Bourne Primary School, which is as Catholic a primary school as you'll get anywhere in County Down. But I remember Mr. McCardle sitting there and being very aware of the fact that we were now in danger. And the guy without the mask said, which school are you from? And he, quick as a flash, said, Prince Charles Primary in Rathfrieland. And we were escorted the whole way to Sandy Road towards the motorway. You won all five. Thomas was listening to my bus story. She's shocked, he is. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, very well.
I have an RE bus story for you. Obviously, this was told to me, so I don't know anything about it. But it was one time they were hijacking a bus there in North Belfast, and the fella got on with a replica gun to say, no, we're taking this bus off you. And on the bus was 15 soldiers coming down from Aldergrove who all had machine guns. Who then pointed the gun at this other guy and says, well, what are you going to do with the bus? And the fellas turned around and says, it's all right, you can go on. And I get off the bus and walk the whole way through the crowd and says, Edens are all right, let them on down the road.
Do you know, if I hadn't had my experience, I probably wouldn't believe that. But the chances are that that did happen. You know, because I remember clearly that night on that bus. And, you know, there was the guy without the mask had a bit of sense. The guy with the mask was as thick as champ. You know, he was a disaster. He wouldn't have cared whose bus he was born in. However, we're looking back and remembering a dark and distant time. Thomas, thank you. Thank you. Right, it's coming up on 11:45. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. It's your final chance to do a bit of shouting. You can give us a ring now. I'll be firing those lines open in just a second. Brian has a point to make about what we've been talking about, these tours and trips we used to go on as school kids. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Frank. Well, my school bus in the mornings, we used to sing all sorts of songs and get on and carry on. So we actually made a song up of our own. And it was, as I was sitting on an Ulster bus, eating jam and custard, the bus conductor jerked the bus, so the bus conductor is a...
Oh, very good.
Not say the last word.
A mustard lover.
So we tuned into one of the wee drivers who, every morning was sang it, he would have just stopped the bus. I am not a, you know what, everybody off the bus. So It used to be great, 2 or 3 mornings a week, but they walked to school instead of getting the bus, and we're like an hour late.
It's a different era then, Brian, wasn't it?
It was. It was all good crack.
A different era. You can imagine a bus driver putting you off now because something rhymed with custard. Brian, thank you.